Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and PJ with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, children are being locked in solitary cells due to staff shortages at Cleveland Youth Centre in Townsville, a new report finds. Queensland's Inspector of Detention Services, Anthony Rayleigh, who inspected the facility in October last year, found that around 40% of detainees were held in the purpose-built separation rooms with no bed, toilet or running water, sometimes overnight. According to Rayleigh, the use of separation cells raises human rights concerns and can have significant impacts on children's psychological well-being. He recounts hearing a child screaming to be let out of a confinement room during his visit last year. Rayleigh is now calling on the government to implement the 15 recommendations for improvement he presents in his report.
The Queensland Greens have announced a 4-year plan to build 200 free GP and allied health clinics across the state. Part of the Greens' pre-election platform, the initiative would invest over $4.7 billion to build and staff 200 truly free public health clinics across Queensland. Each would employ 10 GPs, 4 nurses and 4 allied health staff in a move to transform primary care. The plan would also invest nearly $9 billion into current Queensland hospitals and complement the proposed Greens plan to provide greater access to free mental health care by providing 5 psychologists in each of the 200 proposed clinics. Greens member for South Brisbane, Amy McMahon, says the initiative would provide real cost of living relief for everyday Australians who are choosing between feeding their kids or taking them to the doctor.
In national news, a man fell unconscious in the shower of a Perth-based gym and was not found for over 15 hours as he lay on the floor with the shower still running. The incident has sparked conversations regarding the safety of 24-hour gyms and the legislation regarding safety measures that must be in place when staff are not present. Inquiries are being made regarding if the man was properly inducted into the gym and understood the terms of the waiver, and if staff that were on shift should have verified that he had signed out after so much time had elapsed.
The Northern Territory Health Department is being sued by distinguished NT doctor Simon Quilty, who claims the department is yet to pay him for thousands of hours in overtime. Dr. Quilty has over 20 years' experience working in remote medicine and has asserted that between 2014 and 2021, he worked 15,267 hours of overtime, all of which he has not been paid for. The case will be heard in the federal court on the 18th of September.
In international news, a team of scientists in Europe are using an ultralight aircraft to teach a group of endangered birds to migrate. The northern bald ibis has been extinct in Europe for almost 300 years, with only small populations surviving in zoos. While breeding efforts over the last 20 years have helped to grow the species population, the birds have lost the knowledge of which direction to fly when migrating. Human foster parents have been able to guide the birds across Europe, flying alongside them in a small aircraft from Austria to Spain. This year's migration set off on August 13th and may take 50 days. Since the project began in 2002, wild ibis populations have grown to 300 in Central Europe.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with some light winds. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.